A senior in the community is approaching supercentenarian status. Anna Fogg turned 106 on July 29 and celebrated with friends and family at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 88, where they threw her a party. Fogg was the third in a family of 9 children whom were born on a farm in Killam, Alberta. According to Fogg's daughter Margaret Fogg, as the eldest girl, her mother bore much of the responsibilities for caring for her siblings, most notably her youngest who was born with cerebral palsy. Fogg would be forced to leave school at grade 8. After moving to a farm in Sedgwick, Alberta, Fogg was tasked with taking her youngest sibling to Edmonton, more than 160 kilometers away, for treatment for her condition. They would have to go for 3 months at a time. The first 2 times Fogg was able to work for their keep at a boarding house. However, the 3rd time she had to find other living arrangements. During this time her family would move to BC, where they later would meet up with them. Fogg would marry her husband, Henry, and they had their first child in 1939 when Fogg was 19. Henry then joined the army in 1940. Fogg would have her 2nd child in 1941, her 3rd in 1945 when she was 26. When she was 27, the couple bought a house on Dewdney Trunk Road in Maple Ridge, where she would live for the next 47 years and where she welcomed her 4th and last child into the family at the age of 30. Henry passed away in 1975, at the age of 61, when Fogg was 56 years old. She sold the house on Dewdney Trunk Road in 1992 and moved into the Legion Gardens Seniors Complex. "My mother was always happiest when she was working alongside others," said Margaret in a portrait of her mother she published online. Fogg volunteered for the Catholic Women's League, and in 1978 she started volunteering for the Canadian Legion Women's Auxiliary, where she helped with luncheons, bake sales, poppy campaigns, and other special events. Fogg enjoyed doing things instead of sitting around, and when she would visit her daughter and granddaughter she would help with cleaning, painting, baking, crafts, and Christmas gifts. "Mom was always game to accompany us on outings and she never came empty-handed, she brought the refreshments," noted Margaret. One Christmas, when it was too snowy to drive, she took the bus all the way into Vancouver, lugging a heavy suitcase full of presents and a complete Christmas dinner. "She never willingly missed a special occasion," she said. Fogg was a quilt maker, and sewed everything from doll clothes to school outfits, and more for her children. She also knit, making sweaters for every member of her family, said Margaret. And, Margaret noted, she was also a problem solver who could fix just about anything. Fogg drove her car until she was 91 and lived on her own until just before her 101st birthday. Fogg moved to Royal Crescent Gardens in 2020, where she lives currently. In an interview for her 105th birthday, Fogg told the news, "The secret to a long life is just plain living and keeping busy." She is predeceased by her husband Henry, and 3 of her 4 children. She has 9 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and 5 great-great-grandchildren.